Hey, this is Mike Evans. Listen to every episode of Schlereth and Evans on demand at denverfan.com. Presented by Siltahar Motors. The car buying experience is as easy as call, click, or come in at Siltahar Motors. Get upfront trade value with one call. Research and compare vehicles at sthmotors.com. Or come in and ask for Greg Larson and get $500 off any purchase. Siltahar Motors. Easy to find and conveniently located right off Highway 36 in Wadsworth. Siltahar Motors. Get everything you want out of a dealership.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story.
Time now for the DenverFan.com front page.
Stop what you're doing and listen.
Taking a look at the top stories in Denver sports, taken from your online home for the best opinions and information on the Broncos, Nuggets, Avalanche, Rockies, and more.
What in the name of Dan Issel?
With today's DenverFan.com front page, here's Schlereth and Evans.
News team assembled!
Let's get to some of the top stories at DenverFan.com. Andrew Mason, our senior Bronco writer who was in Nashville yesterday for the game, he writes how the script remains the same for the Broncos. It's not just the losing, it's that the script stays the same. Everything looks the same. It'd be one thing if this team lost a game 35-30, you know? I'd sign up for that right now.
Right.
Gladly. But it's the fact that every week it's Groundhog Day over and over again. And isn't that maybe the biggest indictment against Nathaniel Hackett? Is that you're in one-score games. 8 of your 9 games have been one-score games. And yet the fact that nothing changes. You've had a bye week. You've had a mini bye. And in each case, nothing really looked different. Why? What's stopping this coach, this coaching staff from just trying things differently? Because it looks the same to me. Does it look the same to you?
Yeah, well, every week, yes, it looks the same. Every week there's, what do you got? Think about the scores, Mike. You had a 21-point game against Jacksonville. The Chargers, you scored 16. 23 against the Raiders.
That's your season high.
16 against the Texans. Goodness gracious. It is just 11 against the 49 in a win. 16 against the Seahawks.
So,
come on. 9 against the Colts. 9 against the Jets. 10 against the Tennessee Titans. Yeah.
Oh, no! We suck again!
Dude, how do you have Russell? How do you have Russell Wilson?
Yeah.
Seriously, how do you have Russell Wilson? What are you averaging? A game, 12, 15 points a game, tops?
Let's say Russell Wilson is washed.
Oh, God. You love that word.
I know, but let's say he is. Let's say he's washed. Right?
Uh-huh.
Let's say he is just falling off the cliff. It still doesn't explain them scoring this bad, this few points, and him looking this bad. So it's got to fall on Hackett, right? Seriously.
Mm-hmm.
I'm conceding. Under this scenario, Russell Wilson is done. They still should be able to score more points than this.
Right now, going into last week, scoring 15 points a game.
Well, they 30th. Managed to lower.
30th. Shoot, they may be.
They're dead. This is why I keep bringing up the 1946 Steelers. The Broncos are now the first team in the modern era, the first team since the 1946 Steelers to currently be, this late in the season, number one in defense, points allowed, and dead last in points scored.
Right. What I'm saying is going into last weekend, they were 30th in scoring.
Yes.
Now they're dead last. And they got after, worse. Yeah. Yeah, after Pittsburgh hung 24 on the Saints. And Indianapolis scored whatever they scored. What did they score yesterday? They probably scored 24 as well. Broncos at 10. They dropped to 32nd in the league.
Below not good.
Yes.
Well, James Merrillat writing that Nathaniel Hackett has, quote, Sunday's loss ends all hope that Hackett can turn around the Broncos. And I think that's... It is. It's the idea that every week, and this wasn't just 1 week to the next, you had a bye week. All we heard about the bye week was, hey, it's a chance to go back and self-scout and self-evaluate and, you know, realize our tendencies and our trends. What are the things we do well? What are the plays that we like? What are the plays we want to throw out? 2 weeks to prepare. And yet it'll look completely the same.
Maybe you couldn't find anything you liked. Maybe you went through 2 weeks and at the end of 2 weeks, you're like, you know what? There is nothing in this playbook that I really like.
And he's out after the game saying, we can still get on a run. We can get some guys back healthy.
You're not. There are no runs for this.
No. No.
You're done with that. No,
I don't even want to talk about the playoffs. Last week it was okay to talk about it. You win that game, you're 4-5.
I love the fact that you keep tightening that thing.
I know
that
doesn't have
anything
to
do with what
it's
just habit.
There's just no other. There's no other.
I know how to fix. I'm gonna fix that. I told you last time I was gonna fix it, but I forgot during the break because we started talking about other things, and then you know, and then depression set in, and next thing you know, we were holding each other, just trying to comfort each other, you know, emotionally supporting one another.
Yeah, we're trying.
It was bad.
Here's another one from James. Says that George Payton deserves most of the blame for this year's Broncos mess. I think George Payton's a smart guy. I think George Payton is one of the better talent evaluators out there in the NFL. So tell me he didn't just suddenly forget how to evaluate when it comes to Russell Wilson. Tell me that he honestly did his due diligence on Russell Wilson and came away believing that this guy still has 8 to 10 years of really good football ahead of him. Tell me he operated as a down and dirty evaluation scout and not just somebody who is throwing darts at a board. Tell me that.
There is nobody other than the folks in Seattle. This goes back to another one of your theories. Boy, you've had several theories that have been spot on.
What's this one?
That
I win a lot. Sometimes I have trouble keeping track of my W's.
What was your theory? When a team is just willing to part ways?
Oh, yeah.
With a guy? That's more about
free agency. But it's the same thing.
They got a haul for
whenever the team that knows you the best is prepared to let you go, that immediately shoots up a red flag. It's the same thing for free agency. It's the same thing in especially when you're talking about quarterbacks.
But I told you.
Especially quarterbacks.
Right, Mike, but I told you some of the issues that Russell has. I'll say, hey, man, these are things you got to look out for. Like, these are things that you've got to be kind of, quote, unquote, concerned about. But no, there's not one person, and not even the people in Seattle, that could have thought that the fall from grace would be, like, it would be this far. Correct? I mean, there's nobody that could have thought he was just going to fall, like, literally fall off the mountain.
Right.
Just like this.
Completely fall off the cliff. Because if what we're watching is Russ's fault, this might be the most shocking fall off the cliff by an NFL quarterback ever. Mark, he's 2 years removed. 2 years removed from throwing 40 touchdown passes and completing 68% of his passes. 2 years. And it's not like he was 38 2 years ago and is 40 now.
Right.
He was 31, 32 2 years ago, and now he's 33, 34. It makes no sense.
It doesn't. I mean, it's just, so you can't look at George Payton and go, everybody was excited. When that deal went down that afternoon,
Oh, this is not a drill.
This is not a drill.
No.
It's not a drill.
We stopped the Paxton Lynch smear campaign immediately because we had our franchise quarterback.
You're right. We're bringing it back. After this week, this was a must win. But we got to bring it back right now. I long for the halcyon days of Paxton Lynch. Gosh, remember when he was scrambling around, taking sacks,
crying,
ankle injuries.
We're back. Being the last guy into the building and then the first guy out.
Right.
Remember those days?
And we were still winning. We were probably still scoring more points a game back then.
Yes, we were.
As a team, we're getting tall.
So he was tall, too.
But James is right about this. This does rest on George Payton right now. George Payton made the trade. George Payton evaluated Russell Wilson, gave up what he gave up. George Payton hired Nathaniel Hackett.
Mm-hmm.
And sure, he's done some good things in the draft, but all that is completely overshadowed. In today's NFL, as a general manager, you have two jobs. Hire the right coach, find your quarterback. That's it. I don't care how many third or fourth round gems you discover.
So
you have two jobs. Identify the quarterback
and
get the right coach for that quarterback. And now...
He's proven with the right coach, even though maybe he didn't like exactly what was going on, he has proven that he can be a winner, big-time winner, a championship winner, and he has proven that he can put up big numbers, like MVP-type numbers. So, it's not a small sample size. It's a huge sample size.
Yeah, it's a decade's worth.
So the bottom line is, he didn't forget how to play.
I can't imagine.
If he did, then
it's the single most sudden drop-off of a quarterback in NFL history. So what do you think the odds are? What do you think the odds are that this guy suddenly fell off the cliff
and just forgot how to play football?
Or he just isn't connecting with his head coach and play caller? It's one of the two.
It's the latter. There's no question that it's the latter. You're not connecting. You're not in the right. And if your coach wants you to do things that you don't want to do, and you've got veto power, well, then that's the organization's fault as well.
God, you cannot
give that guy the veto power to say, no, I'm not going to run that.
Right.
You're going to run, hey, here's what we're going to do. We're going to have tank plays, call it run a plays, right? We're going to get on track that way. Yeah, these are the things that we are going to do. We're going to run it 40 times this weekend. I don't care if we're getting 3 yards a carry, because eventually we're wearing somebody's ass out, and we'll set up a couple play actions and stuff, and you're going to take the underneath stuff. And, these are the things that have to happen that don't feel like they've happened, right? At this point, they haven't happened.
I don't feel like these two are butting heads, and they need to butt heads.
Mm.
Matt LaFleur and Aaron Rodgers butted heads.
Right.
I'm sure Bill Belichick was rough on Tom Brady.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And at this point, it sounds like this is still too much of a partnership, and it can't be a partnership anymore. Russell Wilson, whatever he is doing isn't working, so you now need a coach to say, look, Russ, sorry, we tried it your way. We're doing it this way.
Right.
It's all about Russ.
But it's like with your kid. If all you do for most of their young life is just give them whatever they want, ignore their temper tantrums, just let them do whatever they want, get away with whatever they get away with, and then all of a sudden, somewhere down the road, you decide, now I'm going to be a disciplinarian.
Yeah, too late.
Too late.
Who was the, what was the Have It Your Way? Who was those commercials?
Have It Your Way?
Yeah, is that Have It Your, you know, the.
At a Burger King or?
Is it Have It Your Way? Is it Burger
sure
King?
It was a, I'm sure it was a burger commercial.
Yeah, Have It Your Way. Is it McDonald's? Is it Burger King? Yeah. Is it Wendy's?
Okay. Other than getting me thinking about hamburgers and fries right now, which is not helping me.
Yeah, they need to go. They need to go the opposite way. This is you don't get to have it your way. You have it our way. Have it our. That's a great commercial. Have it. That's like soda burgers, right? I'll take some fries. We don't have fries. You get it our way. You get a soda and a burger.
That's right.
Soda burger.
That's all you get.
Look at the name out front. What does it say?
Right. So, speaking of which, I called down for. I called down my coffee pot in the morning, yesterday morning, 6:30. I'm doing some prep work for the game. My coffee pot doesn't work. It's not brewing coffee. So I called down and see, this is the way the Broncos need to operate. This is how this came up. The Broncos operate. So I called down and said, hey, man, my coffee pot doesn't work. Any chance you guys can, you know, run me up a small pot of coffee? And the guy on the other side of the line, you know, in the service industry at the hotel said, obviously we can't do that. The restaurant doesn't open until 8. That's exactly what he said.
He gets.
Yeah. I said, I'm thinking to myself, huh, my fault. I hadn't studied your schedule on your restaurant right there. But obviously, Russell, we're not going to do it your way because your way is producing 12 points a game.
Which, of course, the conversation about George Payton leads to you could have had Justin Fields. Instead, as one texter put it, Justin Fields has a better QBR than Joe Burrow, who has Jamar Chase, T. Higgins, and Tyler Boyd.
Well, he's throwing it twice. Come on. He's 2 for 2.
Can we, before we put Justin Fields in the Hall of Fame.
Justin Fields. I was thinking Justin Jefferson for some reason.
Justin Fields. Before we put Justin Fields, do you realize he has yet to throw for over 200 yards in a game this season? He completed 12 passes yesterday.
Right.
As quarterbacks go, he's a great running back. He is. He's electric.
He is.
But wake me up the next time you can tell me a run-first quarterback won a Super Bowl. Run-first.
By the way, okay. Now they've scored. They've scored a bunch of points.
Sure. But you tell me if that method is sustainable. Running 10 to 12 design runs per game. Tell me if it's sustainable. Right now, I get it. It looks bad for George Payton. But can we let this thing play out a little bit? We're in the instant crowning, instant gratification society these days.
Mm-hmm.
And can we let this thing play out a little bit before we say the Broncos should have done this or should have done that. Right now, if you want to say in the here and now, but a year ago was, wow, George Payton, you screwed up. You could have had Squishy Mac.
Correct.
Last year was Mac Jones. Mac Jones was a far better quarterback last year than Justin Fields and everybody else who got drafted that year.
By the way, I mean, I don't know if you guys heard the broadcast praise one of, if not the best corner in football. In PS2. It's important. I understand that he doesn't play quarterback, right? I understand that. But that dude's a damn good player. And that defense, the all-for-naught defense, NAUGHT, this defense is a great defense. So,
yeah, right now, as we sit here this morning, would you rather have Justin Fields than have made the trade and everything like that? Sure. Because as quarterbacks go, he's a great running back. But is that a model that is you're going to win with consistently for the next 10 years?
Yeah.
Until he shows he can be a better pass. By the way, the one time he did have to make a pass in the second half, he threw a terrible. What are you thinking pass that got returned for a pick six that allowed Detroit back into the game? And Detroit ended up winning, by the way.
Ooh.
So, is he electric? Is he dynamic? Is he entertaining? Sure. Mm. But he plays a style of quarterback that still has never won big in this league. So, you'll have to excuse me as I pump the brakes a little bit on the Justin Fields hysteria. Well, I got to see a lot more before I say the Broncos screwed the pooch by taking Pat Surtain over Justin Fields.
What do you think? What do you think about Lamar Jackson? Again, he's won an MVP. He's man, he, like put him on film, man. He runs because I just had New Orleans and he ran all over the place. On, I mean, he's just as dynamic. He's one of the rare athletes that ever made, that I've ever watched on film that make NFL athletes look like junior varsity players. Mm-hmm. But yet, come playoff time, he hasn't been able to get that team over the hump.
Nope, not yet. If you want to have a quarterback that has mobility, absolutely, it's a great added benefit.
Sure,
but until I see evidence to the contrary, this is still a league where quarterbacks that win big in this league are the ones that dominate from the pocket, still.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can add mobility on top of it, awesome. Great. But you still have to be able to win from the pocket.
Correct.
And please, again, Justin Fields has never had a 300-yard passing game in his career. He hasn't gone over 200 yards passing in a game this season. Electric. Man, as a running quarterback, wow, he's exciting. But we, in some respects, we went through this with Tebow.
Mm-hmm.
Electric, exciting, right?
Right.
But at the end of the day, he couldn't throw a football. And that, and we all understood that that model wasn't sustainable.
Yeah, but Justin can throw it.
Justin can throw it. No, he's a much better thrower of a football than Tim Tebow ever was. But he still has a long way to go as a passer before I'm going to lament the fact that they didn't pick him. But I will admit, right now he's making George Payton look bad.
Well,
but we got a long way.
He's not. Russell Wilson's making George Payton look bad. But there's nobody. There is nobody. Just like there's nobody that truly thought Geno Smith was going to have this breakout year. Although they lost in Germany yesterday. And nobody thought that Russell Wilson was going to fall this far to the depths.
It's spicy. I can't wait for Telestrator Tuesday tomorrow. We're gonna preview Telestrator Tuesday.
Can't wait.
And this is a homework assignment you're actually going to be happy about.
Right, because I got to do the work anyhow.
You've got to do it anyway. So this is actually a homework assignment.
Normally, you guys give me homework assignments. I'm like, really? Like, I got enough on my plate now.
This is one.
Yeah,
this is. All right, so the homework assignment for you for Telestrator Tuesday is coming up next.
You're going to need a bigger boat.
It's time for Schlereth and Evans' Big Story of the Day.
Why is it that you're so big?
Here's Schlereth and Evans with this morning's biggest story in Denver sports.
Big mistake. Big. Huge.
So nobody breaks down the film like you do. And you get a hold of that Exos Thundercloud. Man, you just start breaking it all down. Do you have the game film, actually? Has it been downloaded?
Yes, I do have the game film. I don't have the, it's not where I get all the bells and whistles yet.
Everything's broken down into third down plays.
Right, where I can get where I can get in there and get all. Oh, yeah, I do. I do have it now. So I can just go straight to all the passes. Look at all the pack. I can look at what do you want me to look at?
I don't want to do it on the fly.
I know. I mean,
okay, but I just want you to. I want to know. This is, and we'll get into more depth with it tomorrow, Telestrator Tuesday. But all your offense was so bad yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
You have three possibilities as to why it was so bad.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we'll start with the first one, that the offensive line, which was down to its third left tackle, third center, third right tackle, that they've used this year, was so bad that there was just simply no time to throw the football. There's that.
Okay.
Or the receivers, you're without three of your top four receivers that you had counted on at the beginning of the season.
Mm-hmm.
No Tim Patrick, no Jerry Jeudy, no KJ Hamler. And that nobody is winning out there and there's nobody open.
Correct.
Or scenario three.
I love this.
Is Russell Wilson just can't see the field. And he is missing open throws, easy completions all over the place. Now, I know you're going to give me a little bit of, well, there's a little bit of everything.
Yeah, but you cannot say.
No, but you can tell. Okay, you can tell me which one is more prevalent. There may be as elements of all, but what is like, more?
Give you percentage of breakdown.
Yes. Yes. It's a pie. We're all thinking about pies now.
Mm, give me a good apple pies pie. Pies are delicious. Ooh, like apple. Apple? You like apple?
I'm big apple pie. Little dollop.
Is that your favorite?
Favorite pie? If I can only have one pie at Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
Diabetes.
All right. So here's the question. Everybody out there, you're posed with the same question. You can only have one slice of pie.
One slice.
One slice of pie at Thanksgiving.
Yes.
Boom. What is it? For me, it's apple.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a big pumpkin pie guy.
Yeah, no, that's kind of cliche.
Yeah. But I would rather have like a, my favorite, like a.
Keep scrolling. This is just, we're just buying some time here till you can get to a couple pass plays.
Well, I can get to all the pass plays.
I know, but I want you to be able to break them down.
I was looking to see if I could just look at the sacks, which I know I can, but I can't find just the little button for sacks. You know what I could do? This would be fun. Well, we'll do this maybe during the break. Just look at where the, do you know where each sack is?
Yeah, I can find most of them.
Okay, give me the sacks.
Oh, I can't. Right now?
Yeah, just give me where the
just
sacks.
Just find one? I'm gonna find them in the second half, okay?
Okay,
I only care about the second half.
Sacks in the second half. Okay, this is maybe.
I don't know if I want to be doing this on the fly.
Well, I mean, we're just going to kind of, this is a little tease.
Okay, let's go to, I want to go to the one where they got sacked on. Okay, this is in the third quarter.
Got it.
Fourth possession of the second half.
Okay.
They start from their own 18.
What was the time code?
I don't know.
Come on.
I don't have all this. This, I'll tell you what. We'll do this. I'll give you time in the next break, so we'll do it in the next. We'll do it
this
in the
is
next.
A wreck.
Well, exactly, Mrs. S. We'll do this in the next segment. Right,
I've got the. I've got here, the game book.
I
got the
game. I don't want to. I no. I'm not going to do this. No,
all right. I'm just telling you. I got the game book, so I can. All right. Would you say the fourth possession?
Oh, jeez.
This is fun.
This is not fun.
It is.
This
fun.
Is. I do not endorse this. It was the fourth possession of the second half. The Broncos started at their own 18. Wilson threw to Melvin Gordon, who did not fumble, and gained 10 yards. Nice first and 10 at their own 28. Wilson gets sacked by Walker, the former Bronco, had a really nice game.
That's in the fourth quarter, Mike.
Was that the fourth quarter?
Yes.
Are you sure about that?
It, Mike.
Are you sure about that?
The fourth possession was in the fourth quarter. Nice. This is why we can't have nice things.
Okay, maybe it's the fourth quarter.
Okay, 12:08.
All right, you got it?
Yeah, because you know what? Can you start writing time codes down for yourself?
Oh, I'm going to do that too now for you.
Yeah, because let's just look at the second. This is going to be fun.
All right.
It's a 10-14 game. Okay.
Okay.
Russell Wilson?
14-10. Nobody says the score backwards. But
I say it backwards.
I know. I don't get that. All right, so he gets sacked. It's first and 10 from their own 28. He gets sacked. Tell me what happened. Whose fault is it?
Well, they're running verticals, and they've got an under, and the under is wide open. But it's third down and 10.
No, that's not the play.
Sure, it is.
No, it's not
the 9-yard sack.
Yeah, it was after a first down play. See, this is fever. You gotta interject here.
This is a wreck.
Thank you. That's twice.
Oh, you're first and on a first and 10.
I know there were so many. There were so many sacks. I know they're hard to find. 13,
no, I got this one right here. Right here. Boom. There's another.
Okay,
side.
For the person who says pecan pie, that's
pecan.
Pecan. I call it pecan.
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 I like rhubarb and I like cherry.
Like a good cherry pie.
Those are my favorite.
Rhubarb's not bad either, but you only get one slice. One slice. I'm trying to buy him time here, folks. This is desperately me trying to.
This is a wreck.
I'm trying to buy you time, but yet it is something I do want to know.
Yeah.
But I just think that you need a little bit more time to prepare for it.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I got it.
I know. Can you do it right now?
Yeah.
Have the play? All right, look at the play. It's first and 10 from their own 28. They've just had a nice screen to Melvin Gordon. They've gained 10 yards. They look like they're ready to get something going, and then they get sacked.
Yeah, and it's a little half roll, and, you know, that's a breakdown between center and left guard. Center just leaves. I don't know where the center is going. He's going I don't know what he's doing, but it's a three man route. So you've got protection, right? You've got seven men. You got five offensive linemen. You got your tight end and you got your running back. So everything is done and you're running out two guys and then your tight end's going to leak late, but they're deep, deep routes, which you do in a seven step drop in a play pass situation like that, where you're using that protection and there's a bust protection wise between center and left guard.
And that's on the O-line.
That one is on the O-line.
All right, so now you're at second and 19.
No, 19, yeah.
You then complete a 9-yard pass to Melvin Gordon again.
Mm-hmm.
Does not fumble. So now you're back to third and 10.
Right.
Again, back at your 28.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me what happens.
And that's where you give up another 9-yard sack.
Yes, tell me what happened. So okay. The first one, so two sacks in one drive.
Right. Still a 10-14 game.
Still a 14-10 game.
Yes, same thing. Okay, you get a little overload, pressure, and, yeah, I mean, you've got, it's a third down and 10, so you're running, it's a 3-by-1 formation. Nobody's open on the, initially, and so the outside receiver, number one, is running under. You got to throw it to that guy. He's the open guy. See, here's the issue. So there's a, and you're coming across the formation with your running back. So you're cutting the end man along the scrimmage. You got to throw it. And there's space. Now, will Courtland Sutton get tackled? I don't know, maybe. But you've cleared enough space in the middle where he's going to have a chance on the under to catch it. He's at about 6-7 yards.
So you're going to throw short of the sticks.
You're going to throw it short.
People hate that. People hate when you throw short of the sticks on third down. Fans get all very upset about that.
But that's the way they're running with the DBs are running with the receivers. So he's the open guy. You got to hit the open guy. They pay Courtland Sutton. They pay those guys to catch the ball and break a tackle. Throw the ball. So you've got time. And that's right where you're looking at, but he doesn't want to throw it short of the sticks, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that to me, there's part of this is, I'm going to write this note down. Okay.
That's ego.
This is how.
That's stubbornness.
Okay. So the ego, I wasn't going to say ego, but I was going to say, let me circle that. Where was that again? 1208. Okay. Here I am. Boom. Circle.
This is genius work, folks. This is like watching Einstein design the theory of relativity or something.
Same type of thing.
Same thing.
All right.
Newton, when the apple
fell. Here's what I wrote right here. You I'm going to let you read it. It's
because you do have very right neat. There. You have very neat writing.
It's right there
it's
in the parentheses.
Really like a teenage girl's writing.
Uh-huh.
Hero ball.
Hero ball. I want to be a hero.
Oof.
I want to be a hero. So I'm not going to throw the ball where it's designed to throw because it's short of the sticks and give my receiver a chance to be the hero. I'm going to hold on to the ball and see if I can push it down the football field. And while I'm pushing it down the football field, I am ignoring the fact that my running back is crossing the formation and cutting the end man on the line of scrimmage, who is a trained pass rusher. And what happens? Oh, that's the guy that gets up off the ground and sacks my quarterback because my quarterback is playing hero ball.
So one sack on the offensive line, one sack on him.
On that particular
and not
drive,
sequence,
yeah. Yes.
Just a little sampling. It'll be much more organized tomorrow, I promise you.
And listen.
Well, no promises.
There are no promises. It may not be.
It may not be. That's what's so fun about Tell the Straighter Tuesday. Tune in.
You just never know what kind of debacle you're going to see.
It is like a box of chocolates. You just never know. Coming up, I'll give you a chance to look at some more. I want you to look at some more, okay?
Right.
I can't. Seriously, it's the biggest question out there because we need to know who's to blame here because there's only one thing left for the rest of this season. It's not about playoffs. The only thing left for the end of the season, between now and the end of the season, is there any hope that Russell Wilson and Nathaniel Hackett can get on the same page? That's next.
Reaction Monday, presented by Superbook.com. Here's Slareth and Evans.
By the way, Andrew Mason, our senior Bronco writer at DenverFan.com, he was in Nashville yesterday. Great stuff during the game, before the game, and after the game. You can check out all of his stuff at denverfan.com. And he will be appearing, of course, on all the shows throughout the course of the week, including ours. And his coverage is, as always, presented by Twin Peaks. So we'll get into this more in depth tomorrow, Telestrator Tuesday. You just got the game film downloaded to you. And I've never been more fascinated to get your recap of what you've seen, because this offense is historically bad. And it doesn't get any better. Every week it's the same. Groundhog Day over and over and over and over again. And with the knowledge that Russell Wilson's mega deal still doesn't kick in until after next season. Not after this season, after next season. Jeez, if only there was somebody out there who said you didn't have to pay him right away. That you could have waited. But, oh well, didn't want to listen to that person.
The man in the mom jeans is correct.
Now, I already gave you.
I
gave you your victory lap. I acknowledged it.
I know you did. I know. I'm desperately hoping. I am desperately hoping. And this is so unfair. I am desperately hoping that when you look at all the film, that this is all the offensive line's fault and all Nathaniel Hackett's fault. Because if the majority of it is Russell Wilson's fault, what do we do now? What do we do? How do we fix it?
Right.
Let's rock.
How do we fix it?
Where do we go from here?
Believe in it.
You had a chance to look at a couple more during the break.
Yeah, it's a combination, and I get that you don't want to throw it short of the chains, but you know what? If that's where the read tells you to throw it, you know what you got to do? You got to throw it.
It's open.
Right. You're essentially running a form of two man, meaning all the guys underneath have man coverage. And the deep routes are running with guys over the top. So, I mean, you got to throw that under and you got to trust your guy to.
Are these throws that Russell Wilson has made in the past?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
In Seattle, where he played a style that.
But he did this same stuff. He did a lot of this same stuff.
Missed guys. Hero ball.
Oh, sure. Not throwing it where you need to throw it early,
mm-hmm.
right? And then making enough off-schedule big plays and then enough, you know, big plays in the design of the offense because of your commitment to running it, your commitment through Pete Carroll to set up some play action stuff or whoever the, you know, offensive coordinator is at the time. So there were enough of those big plays that, you know, you made. I mean, every game you had a, it always felt like you had a 60-yard touchdown and then a couple of 40-yard completions that put you in that scoring zone where, you know, you hung points on people.
Okay, I get that. But there's also plenty of evidence to suggest this guy in those kind of situations has recognized, read the defense properly, and made those kind of passes before.
Sure, sure.
So he can do it.
Yes.
And he's done it before.
Correct.
Here's my point. This is where then Nathaniel Hackett has to be the adult in the room. And he has to, and if it means hurt feelings, and if it means yelling at him, and if it means that the relationship is no longer hunky-dory, then he needs to do it. You just told me that this is the kind of throw that he missed yesterday that led to a sack, that ended a drive, that he has done before in Seattle. He can do it.
Sure.
Then you got to make him do it. And if he decides he wants to play hero ball, you wrote hero ball in the parentheses. If he decides he wants to play hero ball, it is your responsibility as a coach to tell him that's not going to fly. That's not going to work.
Right.
And if you refuse to do that, then you're unemployed. Simple as that.
I mean, the last sack we talked about, where you have to throw it short of the change and hope that Courtland Sutton can break a tackle. The tough block in that, based upon the way you called the protection, you had a slide to the left, and what ended up happening is, now to their credit, they were in a man coverage. They got you with their linebacker, went all the way over, but he was in man coverage on the back on the opposite side. But when the back went to cut, he looped around, he got the sack. But here's, it wasn't the defensive end that got cut. It was actually the linebacker came through and got the sack. But here's the part. When your back gets eaten up, you got to know that, right? You got to know. That's what we call, there's a different terminology for it. I always called it a butch rush, meaning that you're in man coverage, and when your guy blocks, go, trigger. Some people call it a book rush or a book blitz, like you have to read the book. When the guy blocks, go, book blitz. Makes sense, right? So whatever you want to call it, you can call it whatever you want, but as a quarterback, you've got to know where you're unprotected. And when and the other thing is, you got to fall away from the tough block. The tough block is the running back going to block a defensive end. So instead of sitting right there, fall away from that. Just drift a little bit away from the toughest block to buy yourself a little time. And you could see that he knew, he saw it. And then it was like, N-n-n-n. And one thing, hey, Russell, like, say what you want. He sees the rush. That's not a compliment. That's a criticism. That dude.
You're supposed to feel it, not see it.
You're not supposed to look at it.
No.
I can show you that play again. You could see his body go.
Yep. Yeah. Oh, no, yo, no, we've seen it now.
The
quick flinch, the quick dart down, you know.
Yeah.
Yep. No, we've seen it.
Like flinchy Tim Nalen. He's called Tom Nalen Tim because when he got voted to a Pro Bowl, somebody in the, I don't know if it was local media or Sports Center, said, Pro Bowler Tim Nalen.
Oh, you must have just.
Oh, we killed him. Then we called him Flinchy Tim.
Jeez.
Because if you go, like, you know, you walk by somebody and you give him one of those fake punches, and if he flinches, we go, oh, Flinchy. So
such a bully. Even in a room full of 300-pound men, you were still a bully.
Oh, Flinchy Tim Nalen.
Still a bully.
So scared.
Anyone come after you?
Yeah, but you got to be on the offense all the time.
Always. You're right.
You just got to go on the offense.
You're right. You have to go on the offense.
100% of the time.
Leave it at this.
Okay. Go ahead.
Since the playoffs aren't a possibility.
Oh, my gosh.
Is this thing fixable?
Playoffs are not a possibility.
Because I'll leave you with this. Okay. And then we'll get to the injury report. I'll leave you with this. If the last four or five games we can get an undeniable sign that this offense is starting to click, that Hackett and Wilson are starting to get on the same page, and they start scoring above 20 points, 24, mix in a 27, maybe hit a 30, then it can still be a successful season. Because then you can feel like you're building on something. And you can feel like, okay, rather than blowing up an entire new coaching staff and start all over again, we can have some continuity, and we can point to these last four or five games as proof of that. Do you see any possibility of that happening?
As the way they're currently doing things, no. Just remember this. To win back-to-back world championships, John Elway had to relinquish being John Elway to a point. You want to win championships, John? We're going to run the football. We're going to take that load off of you. The only time you're going to be heavy in that, you know, from the work part, is on third downs, on second down and long situation, right? Otherwise, we're taking that off of you. But by taking that off of you, we're going to be a better football team, and we're going to give you a chance instead of carrying a football team that probably doesn't belong in a world championship game. We're going to help carry you, and you're just going to provide that spark in critical moments. And that was a good enough formula to win back-to-back world championships. There's nothing wrong with that formula, and it's a formula that needs to be used here today. Will Russell Wilson allow that to happen?
Time now for your injury report presented by Zoom Care. The big ones that we'll await more word on today, Jerry Jeudy. Is it simply an ankle or an Achilles of some sort? Mike Kliss afterwards was saying it doesn't seem to be as serious as it first looked. Graham Glasgow will get an update on. as well as some of the other. Kaywan Williams got banged up with his knee, so it's an injury epidemic, and we'll get an update on all that later on today. Keep it right here. Your injury report presented by Zoom Care. Visit ZoomCare.com to learn more about their Beyond Better urgent and primary health care clinics in Denver and Boulder today. Mark, you will immerse yourself in the film. I can't wait to see what observations you have. We'll get to that coming up tomorrow. Right now, the Players Club coming up next.
Hey, it's Mike Evans. Siltahar Motors understands sometimes bad things happen to good people. That includes bankruptcy. If that is you, you can still purchase a car at Siltahar with zero money down in almost all cases. This is a program they've been doing for 25 years. The dealership itself is almost 60. Family-owned business that is proud of their reputation and proud to be a huge part of the Broomfield community. If you file bankruptcy, Siltahar Motors can help. Zero down and no payments for 45 days in almost all cases. Contact Team Zero Down at 720-446-9222 or online at sthmotors.com.